USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump held a briefing at the White House thanking the American people for adhering to the guidelines by staying home as much as possible during the coronavirus outbreak. During a Fox virtual town hall, the president said he hopes to have people back at their jobs by Easter.
They're going to lose their jobs, maybe never to get them back. They're going to lose their businesses, never to get them back. We want to start up as soon as we can because we're going to have a very quick comeback if we do that. If we delay this thing out, you're going to lose more people than you're losing with the situation as we know it.
Maryland Republican Governor Larry Hogan, the head of the National Governors Association, called the president's message confusing and said he's running on a schedule made from an imaginary clock. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he and the president are operating under a different set of circumstances. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx says new data finds the virus is more fatal in men.
This new data about the male-female ratio is really quite striking, and you're absolutely right. From age 50 on, almost twice as many men are dying as women.
Congress and the White House are working on a $2 trillion economic stimulus plan.
I thought we were on the five-yard line. Right now, we're on the two.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says a deal on the coronavirus stimulus bill is coming into focus. Democrats have been demanding oversight for loans given to large corporations, and the bill includes an inspector general who will do that.
We would like very much, and believe we should have, a congressional oversight board as well.
The plan is to prevent large corporations from using the loans for things like stock buybacks and CEO bonuses. The stimulus bill was encouraging to investors on Wall Street. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A controversial celebrity memoir is now hitting the shelves. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Director and actor Woody Allen's memoir, dropped by its original publisher after widespread criticism, has, with little fanfare, found a new home. Arcade Publishing, an imprint of closely held Skyhorse Publishing, says it's acquired the global rights to Apropos of Nothing, and it's already published the book. Arcade's co-founder, Jeanette Siever, saying, "In this strange time when truth is too often dismissed as fake news, publishers prefer to give a voice to a respected artist rather than bow to those who are determined to silence them." The book was dropped earlier this month by New York-based Hatchet Book Group after a walkout by staff and criticism from Allen's children, Dylan and Ronan Farrow. Allen has repeatedly denied accusations that he molested his adopted daughter, Dylan Farrow, back in 1992.
Tokyo Electric Power Company is to release radioactive wastewater off the coast of Japan slowly for the next 30 years. NHK said a plan has been drafted for the disposal of tritium-tainted water from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant. Report of the draft plan comes at a time when Japan is postponing the 2020 Summer Olympics after weeks of dispelling rumors that the event would be canceled due to the coronavirus pandemic. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.